Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, January 9th, 2024, 9:06 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor, Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Oh, great. A beautiful day. Nine degrees in Monticello last night, so it's a little chilly out there.
Yeah, it is. But beautiful day, like you say. Weather subsided, of course. We had some school delays in some areas, but as far as I've seen, school's back in session in normal throughout the Red Rock country. So good day, and good to have some snow, even if it's cold.
The official weather says that there's 12 inches of snow in Monticello this morning. It's a little bit of a challenge to get that number because there's 4 feet of snow in some places and no snow at all in others, but 12 inches. It was a great storm.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, big storm and then blew all over the place up here in Monticello at least. So, yeah, pretty good start to the year. Well, again, we've got local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Yesterday was the final day for candidates to file for election in the state of Utah, and that included 22 San Juan County residents for different positions. So we're going to name 22 people here on the morning show. That's a pretty outstanding number there.
Yeah, it's really an impressive list. We'll talk about it, but some good experienced, boy, you're going to have a good choice in the ballot box this year.
Yeah, well, and that's appreciated too. I don't know. I think there's maybe two elections in San Juan County that there's just one person that filed. So yeah, it's always nice for folks to have a choice, you know. We'll be talking about some of those choices coming up right here. We'll start with the nonpartisan seats up for election in San Juan County, including the San Juan School Board. Those are for 4-year terms. School District Seat 1 includes all of Monticello and LaSalle and other parts of the county. Candidates for School District 1 include Fritz Lloyd Pipkin Jr. and Ron Nelson. Incumbent Lori Mon is not seeking re-election. School District Seat 4 includes the east side of the county, south of 491. So that means Eastland, Aneth, and Montezuma Creek. Candidates for School District 4 include Lucille Cody and Luanita Etzidi. Incumbent Stephen Black will not seek re-election. Incumbent Representative Nan Barton was the only candidate to file for School District 2, which includes the north part of Blanding. With County Commissioner Bruce Adams not filing for re-election, 5 residents in Commission District 1 have filed for election to a 4-year term. So that's the big one, 5 candidates for 1 seat. Commission District 1 includes Spanish Valley, LaSalle, Monticello, and parts of Blanding. Commission District 1 candidates include Doug Allen, Lloyd Wilson, Lori Mon, Eric Grover, and Cheryl Bowers. All 5 candidates have registered with the Republican Party. San Juan County residents will also select 4 county-wide positions to 4-year terms. Candidates for the county assessor include incumbent Republican Rick Meyer, Republican challenger William McFarland, and Libertarian challenger Randy Rarick. Candidates for county recorder include incumbent Republican Cindy Holyoke and Democratic challenger Stacy Steele and Democratic challenger Scott Christensen. Candidates for county treasurer include incumbent Republican Glennis B. Pearson and Republican challenger Vint DeGraw. Incumbent Republican Brad Bunker was the sole candidate to file for the county surveyor. 2 county residents filed to represent Utah State House District 69. That seat includes San Juan, Grand, Kane, Wayne, Garfield, and parts of Emory County, so the southeast corner of the state. Davina Smith is the sole Democratic Party candidate for the seat. Fellow San Juan County resident Logan James Monson is one of 3 Republican candidates for the seat, with Lynn Jackson of Grand County and Doug Heaton of Kane County also running for the seat. Of course, that seat, District 69, has been represented by San Juan County resident Phil Lyman. Incumbent Republican will not seek re-election to that seat, but he is seeking the nomination for governor of the state of Utah. Lyman is one of 5 Republican candidates for governor, including incumbent Spencer Cox. Other running, including Scott Robbins, Carson Jorgensen, and Sylvia Fisk. San Juan County residents and Grand County residents will also be voting for state Senate representatives, state school board, as well as the Federal House of Representatives, senator for the state of Utah, and of course, president of the U.S. So it is going to be a busy election season in 2024.
Boy, it really is. And it's going to be fun to watch and nerve-wracking to watch, too. But again, particularly these local races, I'm very impressed with the candidate list. It seems like we've lost contested elections. There used to be contested elections back in, you know, in the good old days, and we haven't had them. But boy, there's really some good candidates, and I think the candidate that goes out there and puts in the time and effort and has a convincing message is going to be elected, and democracy is well served by contested elections.
Yep. Yeah. Giving folks at least, you know, a choice is better than no choice at all. Well, with that, taking a look, of course, Grand County also had that, that filing deadline. So they've got candidates announced. Taking a look at the candidate list in Grand County, just trying to see if it's been updated. Last I've seen, it was updated yesterday, and of course that was the final day. So I don't know if we have additional candidates. But County Commission District 1, Tricia Hedden is running. County Commission District 3, Jackie's Hadler. County Commission at Large, Brian Martinez and Ashley Kornblatt. County Recorder, Gina Nilsson. School District Seat 2, Melissa Bird. School District 3, Laura Lee Green. Those are the candidates that we have as of right now. There's a couple of seats that don't have any candidates, including County Surveyor, Treasurer, School District 4, and Commission District 2. That's according to our list. So we may be just a bit behind the eight ball there. We'll see if that changes.
Yeah, they haven't updated it, but five positions showing no candidate. That's in Grand County positions, too. Of course, Lynn Jackson has also applied to run for the state legislature, District 69. Mm-hmm. He's a Grand County resident. And they had a couple of special service district appointed positions that they were seeking people to sign up for that, too. So we'll update that as we find an update. But as of today, there's these five positions that Grand County did not have listed as having a candidate on their latest update.
Yeah, so. Maybe we'll get another update later. But yeah, once again, a busy election season. Of course, we have primaries for the parties should be in June with the general election in November. Of course, the presidential primary will be earlier and will vary depending on your political party. I know the Republican Party in the state of Utah is planning a presidential preferential poll, which is not going to be you won't be voting in the election. So once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
It's a new year, and Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez has everything you need to stock up and get organized. 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes are just $12.99. Buy three Ace furnace air filters, get one free. Plus, check out the great deals on Ego Power snow blowers and start your home project with savings on Milwaukee and DeWalt power drills and accessories. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Start the new year off with a faster internet experience from Emery Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of residential e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month, and discounts are available for qualifying households. Plus, free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Give Emery Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emerytelecom.com. Emery Telecom, your local advantage.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, January 9th, 2024, 9:18 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at some news throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look here, looks like yesterday, with the conditions being good, including additional snow, firefighters moved forward with a prescribed burn at West Dolores Rim Project area, planning to burn 10 large lodging slash piles. So firefighters accomplished 275 acres at the project area on Sunday, the day before. So you may see smoke in that area, but those are part of those prescribed burnings there. At the West Dolores Rim Project. So be aware of that possibly happening throughout the area. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area. And we'll be talking about it a bit more coming tomorrow. We'll be speaking with Marcia Haddonfield of the Businesses of Bluff. But this weekend is the 25th annual International Bluff Balloon Festival, Bill.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great one, too. It'll be very interesting to see how this weather affects it. Balloons are really, winter weather is ideal for the balloons, if it's ideal for the balloons. You know, if conditions are right, it's just going to be spectacular. Friday and Saturday in Bluff, Saturday night is the glow-in in Bluff, and then Sunday morning they go to Valley of the Gods. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a great highlight of January. Otherwise a cold and dark season, but these spectacular balloons in Bluff really make for a good time, a good event.
Yeah. Yeah. So should be a lot of fun. Again, we'll be speaking more about it tomorrow with an event organizer, and should be great. Again, 25 years of those bluffs going up overhead, or those balloons going up overhead above Bluff. Those bluffs don't float. That would be something.
Boy, there's something anchored to the ground with the balloons in the background. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun.
Yep. Yeah. So
we'll have a couple of tickets maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. It's not a, you know, going up in a hot air balloon with the Bluff Balloon Festival, it's not something you can buy tickets for. You got to be a sponsor. And the San Juan Record and Red Rock Radio is one of those sponsors. So we may be giving some away on the morning show tomorrow. So be sure to tune in if you've always wanted to go in a hot air balloon. If you've wanted to go in a hot air balloon over Bluff, this will probably be one of your only chances. So definitely tune in tomorrow morning.
Yeah, should be fun.
Well, very good. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, we do. There'll be a funeral mass today at 11 a.m. for Cortez resident Blanca Alvarez. That will take place at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. So that's at 11 a.m. this morning. Tomorrow, there'll be services or a visitation for Michael Peter Enriquez, age 49, of Rico, who passed away on January 4th. There'll be a visitation tomorrow from 2 to 6. on January 10th at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Interment and a celebration of Mike's life begins at noon on Saturday, May 25th at the Rico Cemetery. We'll announce that later, but there'll be a visitation for Michael, Peter, Enriquez tomorrow afternoon at Ertel Memorial Chapel. Funeral services for Michael Epperson, age 83, of Moab, begin at noon on Saturday, January 13th at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Locust Lane. Viewing from 6 to 8 on January 12th at Spanish Valley Mortuary. So that's Friday evening is a viewing at the mortuary. There'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez at 10 a.m. on January 20th at the LDS Church on Empire Street in Cortez. She passed away in November. And services for Angeline King, age 92, of Monticello, are Saturday, January 27th at 10 a.m. at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Monticello. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We've got the Artful Life. We'll send you over to that and then be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
An Artful Life, January 9th, 2024. I sat nervously debating, should I or shouldn't I? We were in a gathering and I was afraid to stand up and belt out my karaoke song. One gentleman who shall remain nameless dominated the night, singing song after song, hardly giving anyone else a chance to stand up. Finally, near the end of the evening, I summoned enough courage to sing Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly with His Song. It was going pretty well until midway the recording went funny and I ended up sitting down. On reflection, I really should have demanded a replay. I think most of us who are not born singers or stagehands go through this questioning period before standing before an audience. Most people who are successful are those who sing professionally or have had a lot of training. Karaoke originated in Japan and means singing without music or empty orchestra. Think of karate, that martial art, which is empty hand. Karaoke means empty orchestra. It begins as a way to entertain others. Believe it or not, it was not invented by the Japanese. A Filipino inventor is credited as the only holder of a karaoke machine patented in 1975. Today, karaoke is very popular in Japan, the Philippines, and South Korea. The Japanese are a very uptight society, demanding nearly every inch of our life be conducted by societal rules. So when they are permitted to belt out a song, it's like someone let the lid off the teapot and the steam rolls out. What makes karaoke so fun is that you are encouraging social interaction and stress relief. When you sing, you release endorphins that help to reduce your anxiety and makes you feel happier. It's kind of tough to keep on tune because you are not used to singing with multiple instruments and you can't always hear yourself well enough to stay on key. But there's hope. A bad singer can become a better singer with practice. If you wear something bright and comfortable, it will make you feel good. Besides, in 2022, 1.26 billion people sang karaoke, so you're in good company. Why all this talk of karaoke? Because we in San Juan County will be having our own karaoke afternoon on Saturday, January 13th, beginning at 3 p.m. at the San Juan Theater. You can belt out your favorite songs. Denver Smith, local music enthusiast and all-around fun guy, will be our DJ. This is sponsored by the Kygalia Fine Arts Council. We are dedicated to bringing not only excellent performances, but we are also dedicated to developing our local talent. Concessions will be available. That's popcorns and drinks. So hopefully we'll see you Saturday. This has been an Artful Life.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
It's the After Christmas Sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January White Sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug After Christmas Sale. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, January 9th, 2024, 9:29 a.m. Don't get so emotional about it, Bill.
Man, that song, 36 years ago today, So Emotional by Whitney Houston was the number one song in the land. That's a great song. This was her sixth consecutive number one song. I don't know if we can... If you didn't live then, you don't realize how big Whitney Houston was at a certain point in time. She just had hit after hit. That song was written by Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly. They also wrote Like a Virgin by Madonna, True Colors by Cyndi Lauper, Alone by Heart, and Eternal Flame by the Bangles. So, man, they had a bunch of hits just like Whitney Houston did. Speaking of So Emotional, last night the Washington Huskies were defeated by the Michigan Wolverines. David's a little bit emotional. He's a big Huskies fan, and they put up a good show, but it was tough to deal with Michigan's defense.
Yeah, it was an impressive game. I wouldn't say I'm a big Huskies fan. I spent some time in Seattle, and I really like the University of Washington, but I wouldn't say I'm watching.
Well, you're not a Wolverines fan.
No, I was cheering for the Dogs, but nothing doing in that national championship game.
Washington only scored 13 points, and that's a high-scoring team. I mean, a credit to Michigan's defense was the difference in that game, I think. This is fitting. Today is National Balloon Ascension Day, marking the day in 1793 when the first hot air balloon lifted off the ground in the New World. George Washington was there to witness that flight. The first flights, of course, were in France, but Washington heard about them and encouraged the French inventors to come to the New World. So it's not only considered America's first aerial voyage, it's known to have helped solidify the United States' reputation as a country for innovation and great technological advances, and possibly borrowing the technology.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that that's innovation if it already had been
done. Well, you hear something and you go out and find it, and you perfect it.
Fair.
And the ultimate perfection is going to be this weekend. That's at the right. Bluff Balloon Rally.
Yeah, International Bluff Balloon Festival.
Yeah, international. Yep. I think it's to mark the acknowledgement that the French may have come up with the idea
first. I don't like to give the French credit for much. But 25 years of the Bluff Balloon Festival, 25th annual one, that's nothing to sneeze at. So that's really exciting.
Really a great idea. You know, Bluff is a very seasonal community, and they came up with this idea to promote Bluff in the wintertime. I think local residents know that a good Saturday afternoon hike in the Bluff area is a great way to spend a winter weekend. Anyway, and now people come to this balloon rally, and it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool.
It's also National Apricot Day, which just kind of makes me mad. I love a fresh apricot, and probably this is the least likely day of the year to find a fresh apricot. But for whatever reason, maybe it's to remind us of how just hang on for another few months and we'll have fresh apricots.
I guess so.
Apricots were developed in China 2000 BC. They just kind of spread around. It's a great fruit for the high country in the Red Rock country because it matures quickly.
Yeah.
But it's not impervious to a late spring frost, as we all know. Birthdays today. Dave Matthews was born on this day in 1967, so he's 57 years old. Started the Dave Matthews Band in 1991. I don't know if we've heard much Dave Matthews on Red Rock, but we will. He had a great run for a long time. He's from South Africa. I didn't realize that. President Richard Nixon was born on this day in 1913. When he graduated from high school, his high school principal predicted that he would one day become president of the United States.
Huh.
That's kind of cool. Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge, married to William, is 42 years old today. She'll be sitting on some thrones before it's all over, I'm sure. Actor J.K. Simmons is 69 years old today. He's a great character actor. He's on insurance commercials now, but his best role, he played newspaper editor extraordinaire J. Jonah Jameson in the Spider-Man movies. So I like J.K. Simmons. Jimmy Page, founder of Led Zeppelin and one of the three greatest guitarists of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine, is 80 years old today. Wonder if there's a bustle in his hedgerow. Bob Denver was born today, 1935. That's Gilligan in Gilligan's Island. He was a classic. Died in 2005. And finally, folk singer Joan Baez is 83 years old today. She was a great singer, activist, led protests in the 60s. Great folk singer. Local birthday today for Neva Lyman, for Claire Hart, and Aaron Adams. Yesterday, we missed our local birthdays. Janelle Brown and Heidi LeBlanc both had birthdays. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you. We'll send you off to the on-air job fair. And be back with the sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the Public Health Department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with a Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
It's the new year, and it's time to look to those projects you may be planning. Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard has the pieces and parts that you need for any project, big or small. Plumbing supplies for those pesky repairs, and every hardware item to put things together. Hand tools, paint, sealants, space heaters, and fans. Walker True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Join us for some high school hoops tonight as the Monticello Buckaroos visit the White Horse Raiders for a 1A Region 19 doubleheader. It tips off at 5:30 with the girls' game right here on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live. The Grand County boys pay a visit to Green River in the other matchup between local teams tonight. Both Monument Valley teams are playing at Rock Point, Arizona. Both Nucla teams are hosting Cedar Edge. Both Dolores teams are at Sargent. And the Monticello wrestling team is competing in Kayenta tonight. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Excuse me. It's Tuesday, January 9th, 2024, 9:43 a.m. And let's take a look at the regional sports report. The Utah Jazz beating the Milwaukee Bucks 132-116. Lauri Markkanen with 21 points in the win. The Suns, however, losing in Los Angeles to the Clippers 138-111. And just to circle back again to the local sports report again, Vernon Hatch and I will be in Montezuma Creek tonight with the boys game at 5:30, Monticello and Whitehorse girls at 7. Monticello and Whitehorse should be a great game, so you'll be able to catch it here on Red Rock 92.7 FM. Of course, you can also watch it at streamutah.live. Once again, appreciate you joining us this morning for another edition of the morning show. That'll do it for the sports reports, and with it, this edition of the show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.